So finding the most comfortable position, the coziest way. Do you need some more roses? I've got some rose petals. If anyone needs some more roses, raise your hand. More roses over there. This is your little nest, your time for rest. So embrace it and make it the best for you. And once you've found that comfortable place, that yoga nidra nest, just becoming aware of the points of contact with the ground underneath you, the earth underneath you. In your breath, noticing as you inhale, the front side of your body rises up to the sky. And as you exhale, soften, how the body softens. And as you inhale to the sky and you exhale into the earth beneath, know that you are here at this place where the sky and the earth meet. This little speck on the earth, laying your body down and resting with Rose. And know that there's nothing you need to do. You do not need to move your body. Simply listen to the sound of my voice. And if you fall asleep, that's okay. And know that my eyes are open, so I am keeping an eye on the room, so you can relax and close your eyes and rest your body with Rose. Bringing your awareness to your breath, inhaling to the crown of the head and exhaling down to the heart center. And then inhaling from the heart center to the crown of the head, back down to the heart. Inhaling to the crown and exhaling to the heart. And this time, inhaling to the crown of the head and then exhaling down to the pelvis. And inhaling up to the crown, the head, and exhaling down your awareness to the pelvis. One last time, inhaling to the crown of the head and exhaling down to the pelvis. And after the next inhale to the crown of the head, we'll exhale down to the knees. Exhaling down to the knees. Inhaling up to the crown of the head. And exhaling the awareness down to the knees. And inhaling up to the crown of the head. Exhaling down to the knees. And this time, inhaling to the crown of the head. And then exhaling all the way down to the soles of the feet. Inhaling all the way up to the crown of the head. And exhaling all the way down to the feet. One last time. Inhaling to the crown of the head. And exhaling down to the feet. Inhaling the whole body. The whole body. As you lay your body down for this restorative and grounding practice of yoga nidra, weaving in the rose, and welcoming in your intention for this practice, your intention to meet with the rose, What is the rose bringing to you, and what would you like to hold in your heart as you journey in this yoga nidra? Maybe it's to be held or comforted, to find gentle strength, colourfulness, and welcoming the whole of the rose, perhaps the rose flowers and the thorns. Knowing that you are held in this space, your body is held in the resting space. Everything is welcome. Sleeping, snoring, sounds, just... you can't do anything wrong. Imagining that you are laying in the morning dew and there's rambling roses climbing up around you. With that smell of the roses and the fresh morning, your body's laying on the earth. Gently, as they do at this time of year, the rose drops a petal. And that petal drops down and lands on your right hand thumb. And another petal lands on your right hand, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. And the rose petal lands in the palm of your right hand. A rose petal in the right elbow, shoulder. A rose petal on the right chest. Rose petals gently float down and land on each right rib cage. And then a rose lands in the center of your chest. And then a rose petal lands and floats down onto your left hand thumb. Your left hand, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth. And a rose petal lands in the left palm of your hand. Your left wrist, elbow, shoulder, left chest, and rose petals landing on each left rib cage. And then roses landing again in the center of your chest. Roses landing on the left waist, the right waist, and a rose landing on the right hip and the left hip. A rose landing in the lower abdomen. The whole of your torso adorned with these fallen roses, from the rambling roses reaching up above you as your body lays on the earth. Roses lying in your right thigh, right knee, shin, ankle, the top of the right foot, and roses landing on each toe, your right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth. The whole of your right foot, the whole of your right leg adorned with roses. Coming back up to the roses on the lower abdomen. And roses floating down land on your left thigh, knee, shin, ankle, the top of your left foot, your left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth. The whole of your left foot, the whole of your left leg adorned with the rose petals. And as if by magic, the rose petals land on the back of your body, your left and right calf, the back of your knees, the back of your thighs, the back of your pelvis. Roses landing on your lower back. rose petals adorning each vertebrae. From the pelvis, one by one, rose petals up your back till they come to the crown of the back of your head. And not forgetting a rose petal on your left shoulder blade and your right shoulder blade. In the back of the head, rose petals. Rose petals on the crown of the head. And gently one whole rose, blooming rose, lands on the center of your forehead. Roses on your right eyebrow, left eyebrow, your left eye, right eye. Rose petal on your right cheek, left cheek. The tip of your nose, a rose petal gently lands. The upper lip, lower lip. The taste of the rose petal on the tip of your tongue. And a rose gently lands on your chin. A rose lands on your collarbone. Someone's just dropping some things off of the room. That's all that is at the door. A rose lands on the front of your neck. The middle of your collarbone. And landing back in the heart center. The whole body is adorned with roses. The whole of the left side of the body, from the tips of the toes to the crown of the head, adorned with roses. So if you're breathing in, what would it be like to breathe roses in to the left side of your body? From the tips of the toe to the crown of the head, just the left side of your body. Breathing the roses in. And then breathing the roses in on the right side of the body. From the tip of the right toe to the right side at the top of the head, breathing the roses in. Just imagining this rose. I'm just going to bring some of the chimes in to come with this imagery. Imagining that rose, the one that was on the center of your forehead, the whole rose. Perhaps you want to keep it there, or it might come to another part of your body, but what would it feel like to be an open rose? To be open. Blooming to the world, showing off. Here I am. How would that feel? To open up like a rose to the world. And then how would it feel to close up like a tight bud? Not quite ready yet. Still incubating. Just closing yourself off from the world. How would that feel? To tuck yourself away for a little bit. And then coming back to that open rose, blooming, almost showing off. Here I am, to the world, displaying yourself, proud, confident. How would that feel? And then again, tightening up, hiding away. I'm not ready to be seen yet. Still got to form my bud. Closing up. How would that feel? How would it feel to be both at the same time? To be a closed bud, but also part of you showing up and opening to the world.
holding those both simultaneously. And then thinking, how would it feel to be the beautiful soft rose, the petals, the enveloping, loving, caring softness of the rose? And then, how would it feel to be the thorns, the stalk, the strength, the harder part that protects and grows and reaches up? Be a bit more rigid, how would that feel? How would it feel to be both of those together? Soft and enveloping, caring, loving, but also strong and protective. Boundaries, holding both of those simultaneously. And then letting go of all of those and just allowing the rose to be with you. However it's with you today, and breathing that in. The rose was to take you to a landscape, where would it take you? What does the rose garden of your imagination look like today? Just allow yourself to be there. Just a little while longer in this rose yoga nidra. What was the gift that rose brought for you? Perhaps that's growing in your rose garden, or the place that rose takes you. And then, know that it's time to leave that space, that rose garden. So you're giving thanks. Leaving it, you're in the memory of it. And bringing your awareness back to your body. Your body laying on the earth, where the sky and the earth kiss, where they meet. Tiny body on the big earth, here on the grounds of Hawker College. Becoming aware, those points of contact. So we come to the end of the yoga nidra with Rose. Breathing in to the points of contact with the ground underneath you. Where is the rose lying on your body? And beginning to welcome some gentle movement into the body. Maybe running the tongue around the inside of the mouth. Maybe moving the head or the fingers or the toes. It's no rush. It's like it is a Sunday morning. So stretching, maybe yawning. Awakening from the rose nidra. When you feel ready, you could roll onto your side. Give yourself a squeeze.
know that the practice of yoga nidra is complete. As you awaken for the second time today, know that whatever the rose has brought for you can stay with you for the rest of the day, the rest of the week. Just welcoming in the love for the rose. And if you feel to sit up, so we can just find a way to place the hands on the heart. If you want to do it lying down, that's totally welcome. Just a moment of gratitude for the rose, all the roses, for us being able to gather here, the power of plants, our ability to travel, to come here, the fact that we are well, we have roofs over our heads, we are fed, and we get to practice together. Being grateful for that, and grateful for you for turning up, coming to meet the rose, and gift yourself, maybe unknowingly, the gift of rest. And whatever else you might be grateful for. Yeah, I've just got some wild rose elixir.